will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. Welcome back to another Tough Things First podcast. I'm Rob Artigo. I'm a writer and business owner in Northern California. Thanks for having me back again, Ray.
It's always a pleasure to have you, Rob. You're such a cheerful person.
Well, I appreciate it, too, and it's always nice to talk to you. It's nothing new to say that businesses face many challenges in the future, and new businesses face challenges right now that manifest themselves in ways really not seen before, and there are very strange reasons for that, including things like artificial intelligence. Well, this podcast isn't about that, but one trend for new entrepreneurs is particularly troubling. And I know you've seen this, and not in all cases, of course, but we're seeing it more and more. The focus of a new entrepreneur, and it can be a garage company or, you know, something that's started in the house, or a small retail business, or a startup, an app company, whatever it is, the focus ends up being on revenue growth and less on profitability. So why do you think this is a bad thing?
Well, real companies make money. That's the bottom line. Now, because these unicorns, these SaaS companies have very high gross margins and you know they don't have a lot of product cost, they focus on revenue. In other words, they just push revenue as the growth engine for the company, and so it'll maybe years before they really start turning a profit because they're focused, and so are their investors so focused on revenue that they forgot how to make money. So they either price the service wrong, or they just focus on just getting customers and not necessarily on the bottom line. And I think this comes because the gross margins are so high. There's very little cost associated with a software product compared to a hardware product like a computer or a car or something like that, or some other product that has some actual cost of goods sold associated with it.
What drives this dynamic? I mean, are we seeing that people are the companies that might be publicly held, companies that are publicly held have this problem as well, particularly if they're young companies and new, and they recently IPO'd. But we've seen it. It could be public companies or private companies. What drives the dynamic? I mean, what are they trying to show? Or, in other words, what's the motive? What am I trying to get out of it? Is it just because I want to see it on paper? That's not it. It's got to be some way that they're thinking they're going to get some additional success or finances out of showing that they have revenue growth versus profitability.
Well, that's scale. So you take a company like Amazon. Amazon's been around for 20 plus years. I think they've made money only one quarter out of 20 years worth of operations. And so, they're a huge company, one of the largest companies, and they don't have a lot of value compared like to Apple. Apple's got a much higher market cap, but they make a product, and they are profitable as compared to Amazon, which basically doesn't make any money. They just have turn, as they or what they call turnover, which is revenue. And the problem with that is that's a failing strategy because you're constantly having to go out and borrow money or find some way to finance your operation because there's no bottom line associated with your business, and so there's no way to grow your equity or your cash. This is the problem and the shortfall of the ones that have no gross margin, or excuse me, high gross margins. And little costs associated with their operation, and also a precedence has been set where these investors are expecting huge revenue growth numbers, like 30 and 40 and 50, 100% a year, and that's not realistic, of course, for a product company. It's realistic for a software company, but not for a product company, and so they're setting a bar that's very, very hard for for these companies to match. And so they just push revenue at the expense of profitability.
When you're giving advice to newer entrepreneurs and this subject comes up, what advice do you give them about the value of going, being focused more on profitability rather than revenue growth?
Well, when you're focused on profitability, you're focused on longevity. You're not just focused on getting in and getting out. I call it like a chain letter. You know, the last one holding the bag is the ones that get stuck.
Man, great
so
idea.
if your company makes money, you have sustainability. In other words, you're viable. You can continue operations. If your company doesn't make money, you're always out there having to leverage your revenue somehow to allow your business to continue to grow. I mean, these companies that are doing, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue, but make no money, they're constantly having to figure out how to raise money in order to stay in business, because there's no sustainability to a company that has revenue only, like Uber, you know, as another example of a company that doesn't make money, but they got huge market valuation, billions in market cap, but they don't make any money, but they have huge revenues. So I think the mistake that we're making, and I can see this being, you know, more so now than it has been in the past 30 or 40 years, has been this focus on just revenue growth at the expense of profitability.
So what do you foresee the future of entrepreneurship? I want to know, we're going down the road. I mean, we're talking about profitability versus revenue growth. That's not the only dynamic, but where do you see this going? Where do you see the future of entrepreneurship?
Well, hopefully, not everybody is going to be going into software or into these high gross margin businesses, and so that their companies are sustainable. You know, I'm more impressed with a company's longevity and sustainability than I am in just their revenue growth. You know, depends upon the business you're in, whether you're running a small mom and pop business, or whether you're running a large corporation, you know, the concepts are the same. In other words, you should be creating jobs for the employees, and also your revenue should be such that you can create profits from those revenues. To me, there's a balance. Growth only is a flawed strategy. So if you have a combination a reasonable growth, let's say you're growing, you know, 5 to 15% a year, that's not bad revenue growth, and of course being profitable. So your profitability ought to match your revenue, meaning your profits ought to go up 5 to 15% if your revenues are going up 5 to 15%. So this should be the hallmark of a successful company, is that it has a balance of revenue and profits.
So if somebody's talking to you about their business and they start talking about revenue growth and don't have any answers about where they're going with profitability, then that's a turn off to you, and you're suddenly going to be thinking these people don't have a grasp of where they're going. They're quick hit kind of people, and they're not mm-hmm. sustained kind of people.
Well, it's a problem is that they don't have sustainability. In other words, they're just going to get in and get out. They're hoping to be acquired, you know, by someone, and so they're just, it's a really a short-term view of their company. There are companies out there that's their goal. I mean, they just want to continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger. The goal, of course, for any company is to have longevity. In other words, not just, you know, get in, get out. I mean, that's just the, you know, a lottery kind of a concept business. So yeah, my recommendation to all of you out there who are looking at starting your business is to have a balance of revenue and profit.
Yeah, and I believe that in doing so, you wind up with, if your motive ultimately is money, you're going to make more money in the long run if you think about things in long terms and longevity, because you're just not the quick hit thing. Yeah, you can make a bundle or even a small amount of money doing it that way, just doing some turnover. But if you're working down the road, you're going to make more money in the long run than in the short term.
Absolutely. Again, thanks for taking the time today, Rob, and doing this important podcast. And hopefully our listeners will let us know how we're doing, and Catch us on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. Go to our website and listen to our podcast.
Right. You can continue your education in business, which is an ongoing process always. Always be willing to learn something new, and you can with RaiseIn, some of the best advice for entrepreneurs anywhere. Thanks again, Ray.
You're welcome. Thank you, Rob.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, RaiseIn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with RaiseIn's wisdom daily.